deep upper-level low-pressure system pushing across the Canadian prairies and part of the northern U.S. plains will bring us a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation types this afternoon and this evening. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We have had some spits and spats of moisture around today. If you're out in the western parts of North Dakota, you've seen a little bit of rain and some freezing rain, sleet, and snow occurring out there. The precipitation has been mostly light, and it will continue to be that way. The main storm system is working its way north or through Manitoba, and only a little bit of wraparound moisture will be coming across a part of our listening area this afternoon and evening. The precipitation at the moment is mostly concentrated in western North Dakota, and it will stay out that way. We do have a few spotty showers and areas of drizzle working their way into interior portions of eastern sections of North Dakota and also in northwestern Minnesota, but most of this precipitation is just simply not very significant, and we're not expecting it to change much. Temperatures at this hour running mostly in the 30s out to the west and the 40s to the east. A couple of temperature extremes pushing up close to 50 degrees, but that's pretty rare. Mostly it's a very chilly day with cloudy and dreary conditions across most of the region. Well, the precipitation out to the west in the western Dakotas, mostly west of the Missouri River, is in the form of snow. And then we've got snow and rain and drizzle occurring to the east of the river in North Dakota, while portions of South Dakota are left relatively dry along with Minnesota. As we go forward through the late afternoon and evening, some of that rain and snow will come eastward. We will expect a little bit of moisture to occur in the central and eastern parts of North Dakota and northwestern and west central Minnesota as we get into the late afternoon and evening. The moisture totals will be light, running a trace, upwards just a few hundredths of an inch. Overnight tonight, a high pressure system will begin to push into the region, and as it does, we likely see the precipitation coming to an end. We'll see some clearing partially, and then we'll likely see a chance for a few spits and spats as we go from Wednesday into Thursday due to the return of warmer air. And then another cold shot of air is likely to come across portions of the region as we get out into next week at about this time, and we'll see what happens when that surge of coolness comes through. The bottom line is temperatures this afternoon expected to run mostly in the 50s and 40s across the eastern parts of the region, while temperatures off to the west will be in the 30s and 40s, and we will expect tomorrow afternoon's temperatures to be mostly 40s and 50s as well. We'll probably see a similar range of temperatures into the end of this week. Nighttime lows will run primarily in the 20s and 30s Tuesday and Wednesday mornings of this week, probably Thursday too, but we'll start to push the cold air back to the north when we get into Thursday, and we'll start seeing low temperatures at the end of this week, mostly 30s and a few lower 40s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.